Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Gabriele Brugnoni. Gabriele is the export manager for the Bisci Winery in the Metellica region of the Marche.
Yes, you are right.
Thankfully, I can keep my job a little bit longer.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, I will do the same after this interview. Let's see how it goes.
So your region, the Metellica region, is one of my favorite white wine regions.
Super.
Yep.
That's a good start.
Yeah. And my first ever press trip to Italy was in the Marche, and we went to Metellica, went to obviously Verdicchio, the Jesi area. So let's talk a little bit about Verdicchio the grape. That's your main, all your wines are made with the Verdicchio grape, is that correct?
Yeah, we are mainly a white producer. We are always known and been known, and nowadays we are considered as a sort of reference producer in the Marche for a Verdicchio. Verdicchio, it comes in two different denominations, Jesi, Metellica. Main difference is one is looking at the ocean, it gets the influence of the ocean, as looking and talking about weather.
That's Jesi. So that's the, when we talk about the ocean, we're talking about the Adriatic Sea.
Yeah, and while the Metellica is the one closer to the mountain. Apart from that, this is the only valley in Le Marche that is looking northwards. So that means that the weather is much cooler than the Jesi one. Big important thermal excursion in summertime, and that's great for keeping acidity and the freshness and the fragrance of the skin of the grape.
So you get warm days, not as warm as the Jesi area, but you do get very cool nights because you're effectively in a mountain range, the pre-Apennines, aren't you?
Exactly.
Let's talk about, you're the export manager for the Bisci Winery. Let's talk a little bit about, is it family owned? Is it the Bisci family? Who owns Bisci?
Bisci is owned by the Bisci family. They started as two brothers, Giuseppe and Pierino. Nowadays is in the hand of Mauro and Tito, that are son of Giuseppe.
So when did their parents start their father start the wine?
The parents started in 74, they bought the land, and first bottle came out in 82.
Right, so they really saw the potential for the region that far back.
Yeah, they were wood carpenter, and they're still have some business in the wood carpenter activities, and they always wanted to have to produce wine, and they knew in the area from the old people that place was a good place to produce. There was already vineyard over there. When they bought, they removed some of the old ones, some not really in a good shape, and then replanted Verdicchio.
Right, so what's the total production of Verdicchio white from the winery?
Total production is around 120,000 bottles.
So what are the brands? Do you have like a Reserva? Do you do a Reserva? Do you do a Metellica Normale? How does it work?
We do have the entry Verdicchio di Metellica, where we have the main production. There we can arrive at around 80,000 bottles. We probably increase about another 10,000 because we replanted some vineyard, again Verdicchio.
So that's basically called Verdicchio di Metellica DOC or DOCG?
No, it's DOC.
Bisci?
Yes.
Bisci. Okay, so the next wine would be?
The next wine is a selection, is a cru from a single vineyard, 4 hectares, old vines, in average we can say 35 years old. Not only that, best selection, 1 year in cement. By the way, we only use cement.
So
we
no
always
oak.
Use cement. No oak at all. Stainless steel only for some fermentation on the reds, because we also have a little plot of reds.
So what is this second wine called? Does it have a name?
The second wine, the selection, the crew is Vigneto Fogliano, the name of
so
the vineyard.
So how do you spell that, sorry?
Vigneto, V-I-G-N-E-T-O.
So that's vineyard, and it's called?
Fogliano.
Fogliano.
F-O-G-L-I-N-O.
Foggiano.
Fogliano.
Yeah, but you'd read it as, in English, we'd say Foggiano if we looked at it, yeah?
Sì.
F-O-G,
Fogliano,
yeah? So Fogliano, so that's the name of the plot.
Yes, that's the name of the
plot. So does that have like is that like its local name? Does it have any significance? Does it refer
no,
to?
No, it refers through to a little white road, you know, this mountain white road.
Yeah.
Yes, and surface road that goes behind the vineyard.
So, and it goes up into the hills?
Yes, it goes up into the hills and the mountains, because that's the mountains that divide us from the Jesi area.
Okay, and are the vineyards surrounded by forests? Do you feel like you're in the mountains or in Metelica?
Yeah, I mean, the forests are close by, and the area is surrounded by other cultivation and
like
some wheat.
Cereals?
Yeah,
okay.
Some cereals. And we are organic because we were in the past, we were also growing some cereals. And when the state came to the hand of Mauro and Tito, the current owners, the family split it. The other part of the family took some land and the cereal part, while we kept the family, Mauro and Tito, they kept the vineyard growing and
okay.
the wine production.
So that obviously they've got faith in the family history there in terms of the winemaking.
Yes, yes.
So what are your most important markets, and how do you explain to people when you're out selling the wine, why should they drink Verdicchio, and not just why should they drink Verdicchio, why should they take one from Metelica when it's tiny compared to Jesi?
Yeah, first of all, Verdicchio di Metelica is really a denomination. It's an example of a denomination. Particular area, small area, so exactly what you read in the theory of denomination. That's
so,
Metelica.
So what you're saying is a denomination that that actually makes sense. So many denominations in Italy for wine, you know, you could pretend that all the wines made in that region are going to taste similar because they're on the similar soil and similar altitude, and they're not. It's a mishmash and a political compromise. But Metelica really is an appellation denominazione that is logical and has sense. And, you know, when you buy a bottle of Metelica, you know what you're going to get.
Exactly that. And that's one of the oldest white wine denomination, 96, DOC, Metelica, Verdicchio. One of the things about our wine, we also, apart from the two main ones that I described, I want to mention this because it's very important, really give you the idea of what is Metelica, is that we produce a selection from the old vines, only in particular vintage. We did 2006, 2009, now we have 2010, we'll do 2015, of a selection that stays in cement for 6 years. And then 1 year in bottle, and we did release in December 17 the vintage 2010.
What's it called?
Senex.
Senex,
that is the Latin roots for senilità, becoming old, getting old. And that's the wine that has been selected by Wine Spectator to be at the Opera Wine this year. And we are
2019?
And we are very, very, very proud of that, because finally, and really thanks to Wine Spectator, they are putting attention to this historical estate that you can find all over Italy. And really, I think that we and few other estates that we met at Opera Wine really represent what are the little cherries all around Italy.
So just let's go back to this wine that ages. So it ages in tank for quite a long time.
We don't use any oak. We don't have any oak. We use a little bit of oak, only of a red, that is Sangiovese. We always used and we always kept on cement because we think it's the best container, the best neutral container you can have for this white wine. And in this way, you can only improve and you are able to show exactly what you produce in the vineyard, what you are able to produce with those beautiful old vines, with that beautiful land, and with that great weather that we have,
and
the climate that we have, the microclimate we have in Metelica. And, you know, there was in the beginning of 2000, a lot of people were moving from cement, but that is an historical container, also in other areas, like, let's say, in the Chianti. In the past, the Chianti was also,
Bordeaux.
Yeah, Bordeaux a lot.
Just bulldozing their cement tanks and putting completely inappropriate stainless steel tanks where the temperature of the wine inside just jumps up and down, and we have to spend thousands keeping it cool or hot. Cement is a great insulator. It's my favorite. When I'm making wine, it's my favorite vessel. So it's amazing that you've done this. That you're in a unique Appellation Metelica. You've got a historic vineyard that's older in terms of when it was planted and your traditions. And rather than saying, you know what, we're going to blast this with 200% new oak because we think that's the way we're going to get higher point scores or get people to talk about it, actually, you know what, we're going to age it in cement because we want to protect the fruit and we want those flavors just to soften a little bit before we bottle them. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Shall I become your PR guy? Yes. Oh, you do a great job, to be honest. But
I mean, I will talk to my boss, and you probably join me, and we can do a great work together.
Okay. Yeah, I need an extra inker. But it is. You know, joking aside, there really is a reason why they're doing it this way. You know, Verdicchio, where we are, from our perspective, we think it's the best white wine grape in Italy.
Well, I would add,
I know you're going to be modest and say no.
No, I mean, that's widely known that the best white grapes in Italy are three. One is the Garganica from Soave Classico, the volcanic area. The second is Greco, and the third one is Verdicchio. Of course, nowadays we taste some a bit rough but nice Timorasso in Piedmont, but these are the three main white grapes, and people knows that. I mean, the Verdicchio, it can be really compared to Barolo. You have Barolo from Tortonian and Helvetian. So easier and for aging. Same thing with Verdicchio. You have Verdicchio Matelica for aging and nice minerality, and Verdicchio much easier drinking in Jesi. Really, the white Barolo is Verdicchio.
And on that note, we're going to say thanks very much to Gabriele Brugnoni from the Bisci Winery in the Metellica region of the Marche, Verdicchio di Metellica. Thank you very much for telling us about the family history, those old vines, the landscape, the terroir, the weather, the influences that affect the white wines that you make, especially the way that you age that special wine that you do. It's really great to talk to you. You're very coherent and explain everything very clearly to our listeners about the why they should take note of Metellica and Verdicchio. Well done, thank you.
Thanks a lot, thanks for this opportunity, and please come to visit Le Marche. We have a lot of things. You know, we are the region of Rossini, the region of Raffaello, the region where you find also the accordion, you know, the artisanal accordion, that's where it comes. So you are more than welcome in Le Marche. Grazie.
It's a brilliant, honestly, it's off the beaten track, unspoiled, very rural, but with people who are really connected to the outside world. It's not like they're rustic. Farmers, they're really, really connected, and they know their markets, and they've really preserved their landscape as well. It's one of my favourite regions.
Grazie.
No worries. Yeah, it was great. It was really super. You spoke with such passion about the company that you work for, and the land and everything. It's wonderful.
Easy, you know, I was born in that area. I don't live there. My mother is there, 30 kilometers from the estate. And, you know, when I was 18, I started to go out to have some drink, to go to some disco. I used to see these Bisci names in this wine bar, in some restaurant that was already an historical producer. And when they wanted me to follow the foreign market, I was more than proud to do that. That's why, and I love my area. I don't live there, but I love my area. I was born and grown up in the countryside, and living in the countryside, growing the countryside is beautiful. Big cities are beautiful when you are between 18 and 25, you won't enjoy. But when you are young, countryside is beautiful. Animal, nature, people, really, you need to experience.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Grazie.
Thanks, brilliant. Really nice. Grazie.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.